today on Rock in the Suburbs.
The new music train keeps rolling to the back end of 2025.
Everybody, welcome to Rock in the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of August 2025 New Music. Train is out of the station. Jim got it all fired up, gassed up, fueled up. What do you fuel the train with? Logs? Anyway, it's got enough fuel, and it's ready to go. If you didn't hear the kickoff yesterday, please go back and listen to episode 2206. Jim's got some great picks from Adelaide, Winter, 1-800-MIKEY, Tops, and a great cover of David Bowie by the Airport 77s. So I think you're going to enjoy that. So make sure to get back and listen to that one. But for right now, we're going to hand this portion of the new music experience over to our listening audience, who are the best listening audience in podcast history, in my opinion, and I don't think I'm going to get too much of an argument with that. So let's turn it over now to the OG new music original, Stephen Routledge from Sterling.
He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend, Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling with my new music picks for August. Back in June, I picked a perennial favourite of mine, Panopticon, and the song This Mortal Coil is Rusted from the album Laurentian Blue that was released in August. I'm not picking another song from the album, but I am picking another Panopticon song, as they did a Guns N' Roses and released two albums on the same day. Whilst Laurentian Blue covers the bleak but beautiful country folk spectrum, the long in gestation Songs of Herath ploughs the widescreen doom metal groove. And whilst it is unlikely in the extreme that these two simultaneous releases will scratch even a tenth of the sales of Axl Rose's Magnum Opi, they will both be on my long list for the album of the year. I'm sure Joe Fleischer will appreciate the Norwegian theme of my pick from Bergen to Jotunheim.
We'll be right back.
My second choice is a slight change of pace with the grooving rock of Connecticut band Goose and the song Royal from new release Chain Your Dragon. Sounding like it's been blasted straight from a Steely Dan or Elton John session in the 70s, it features the aforementioned groove, nice melodies, and some tasty guitar work to close. Lovely stuff. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen as the new music train keeps rolling to the back end of 2025. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Every day.
Rock in the Suburbs, it's Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my August new music picks. First up is The Unknowns, their album Looking from the Outside. It came out on August 1st on Bargain Bin Records. It's the third album from the Brisbane-based band, carrying on the tradition of the Saints, Radio Birdman, and the Chats. In fact, band member Josh Hardy plays guitar for both The Unknowns and The Chats. AI calls them pub punk, which is characterized by stripped-down guitar riffs, pounding drums, raw energy, and a strong sense of melody. One of the things that makes them stand out for me is that they're not just wham-bam, thank you, ma'am. When they slow it down, they don't lose an ounce of intensity. With that in mind, please play the song Hold My Shadow. My song for the month is Bound to Rain by Ken Pomeroy. It was released on August 22nd as a standalone single. This follows her album Cruel Joke that was released in May. Ken is an Americana singer-songwriter based in Oklahoma and has been putting out records since 2022. I think Bound to Rain takes the best parts of Cruel Joke and ultimately adds to her growing arsenal of great songs. Let's have a listen to Bound to Rain. That's it for me this month. As always, I look forward to hearing what the community's been listening to. In the meantime, keep listening to Suburbs Pod Radio, and I'll catch you next time. Carrying on the tradition of the Saints, Radio Birdman, and the Chats.